All of our guests appearing on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's switch it over to college hoops. It is Wednesday. It is 7:35. That means it's time to bring on the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, who right now is in the Big Apple of New York. How is Brooklyn embracing the ACC, my friend?
I think they're doing a good job over in Brooklyn. They've certainly got it decked out, and I think there's a lot of ACC fans roaming around. The problem is all the teams are staying over in Manhattan. So to get over to Brooklyn, it's a solid 40-45-minute commitment. So we really, as a team, since we haven't played yet, Wes, haven't really spent a whole lot of time over either at the arena or the surrounding area.
Have they practiced in the arena? This is always a question because it's a new atmosphere. It's a place they haven't played. Like, have they been able to actually get on the floor?
Yeah, they got on the floor briefly for about 45 minutes at 7 o'clock on Monday night when we got in. That's one of the reasons why Coach Buzz had the team leave as early as they did. So we actually went straight from getting in to over to the arena. They also had practice yesterday, but just at a local college here closer to the hotel. So they won't be able to get in there today for shoot around, which is, of course, a little abnormal from a regular season game.
The postseason element in different forms and fashions. John Lazor joining us from the ACC tournament where, yes, Virginia Tech will finally get to play. They will play tonight. They will take on Wake Forest, who, let's get to them, Lays, put up 92 against Boston College. And it may be Boston College, but this Wake offense has been eye-catching down the stretch.
Yeah, and what's really caught your eye is the fact that they shot 43 free throws yesterday on top of 33 against Virginia Tech. So averaging almost 40 free throws per game, at least attempts, and that means that they're getting the ball downhill, and Bryant Crawford has really been the key to that for this team because you have to be so wary of John Collins, and as Boston College did yesterday, playing exclusively a man-to-man and committing both of their interior defenders to Collins. The driving lanes are just everywhere, and then you're in a scramble drill to help, and the fouls come and the free throws come and the points come, and they also do have capable three-point shooters. And then when you say, well, this isn't working, and you give Collins a little room to breathe, then suddenly you look up and he has 17 points, the bulk of those from the foul line as well. But Boston College, from a talent perspective, particularly with Kai Bowman going down, isn't at Wake Forest level. I would anticipate a more back-and-forth affair like we saw in Blacksburg, and hopefully for the Hokies' sake, they're able to make a few defensive adjustments from what they were giving Wake Forest a couple of days ago and obviously knock down more shots. And if they do either of those things, I think they'll be all right.
John Lazor joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Virginia Tech, Wake Forest tonight at 7 o'clock. You mentioned a couple of days ago, what was your takeaway from that matchup? There were a lot of different elements of that game, double-digit leads, a lot of fouls in the second half by Virginia Tech on Wake, a lot of offense. But what did you look at as the grand difference when all was said and done Saturday?
That the Hokies didn't play well. They played well for about 10 minutes to start the game and were running their offensive sets and weren't necessarily hitting shots. They hit the first couple and were able to get out to a lead. But after that, I felt like they were very individualistic offensively, and I think a lot of that has to do with a lack of defensive ability from Wake Forest. It was almost the sucker approach in that Seth Allen and Justin Robinson and whoever, name your Hokie, was able to get to the basket with relative ease, and at that point, they're individually creating, and then once Wake Forest made an adjustment or two to take away those driving lanes, the kicks should have been there to shooters in the around the horn on the perimeter to lead to wide open shots, but at that point, the Hokies felt like they could get to the basket so easily that they were making some poor decisions. And it was also the first time in quite some time that shots weren't falling for Virginia Tech. And this is a Wake team that's really fueled by transition and the ability to get out in transition. And when you're missing shots with long carom rebounds and leading to those runouts and also not really playing that well in transition yourself, as the Hokies weren't, you're going to put up some points. So this is a very capable and explosive Wake team, Wes. That was my takeaway with them. But also, and obviously like everybody else in the ACC, you've got to play well to beat them, and the Hokies didn't. And again, that's we're hoping that'll flip around tonight and with some of the adjustments that I know Coach has put in over the last couple of days.
Lays, how's this Hokies team come in? Got a couple of days off, a little downtime, and I shouldn't say downtime, but no game time. How's Virginia Tech? They get some rest here?
Yeah, I think they're fine. I know that again, when going back to what we were saying about how difficult it's been to get on the practice floor, coach has given them a little bit of time, including last night, to just hang out and explore the city. And yeah, I know he loves doing those things. So I don't necessarily worry about the guys from that aspect. I think that this time of the year, when you're traveling as much as all these teams do and all that goes into it, maybe the support staff's getting a little tired. But I think the guys are legitimately excited about where they are, recognizing that they have another opportunity to try to make a little bit of a run, not only here, but hopefully next week as well. So, you know, for Seth Allen and Zach Ledé, you know, if you can't get up for this and you can't get the legs back for these couple of weeks, then that's unfortunate because, of course, this is their last go-around at this level, and I think the rest of the guys support that as well.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:30 on 96.1 The Planet. John Laser, Mike Burnup on the call from Brooklyn. Collins had 13 Saturday, Crawford at 26. Who or what concerns you the most about Wake as you look at the matchup again tonight?
Austin Arians, actually.
Yeah.
Because those guys are going to get theirs, particularly the way the Hokies are going to choose to defend tonight, which will be dramatically different than what Boston College did, I believe, yesterday, which was 100% man-to-man defense, as I talked about. But yeah, Crawford can get you going, and he can certainly get the ball downhill. I'd like to think that the Hokies will have learned their lessons, because I think Crawford is also a player that, like Seth Allen, at times gets a little too fast, and you can get him into some things if you're able to frustrate him. But yeah, Crawford worries you. He can certainly go off. Collins can take over a game, and it's just how you defend. Do you choose to defend? And again, Boston College committed the entire interior of their defense to Collins. He didn't do much in the first half yesterday, and everybody else hurts you, because then you've got Keyshawn Woods, who can also light you up, as well as Austin Arians, who was the one that went off from the perimeter yesterday. So their offense scares you, but I think what always scares me more with Virginia Tech West is you just have that recurring nightmare where you're going to show up and not be able to hit shots. And it happened at home, and that's the biggest reason why they lost. Although, as Coach Williams will tell people on our pregame interview tonight, you don't just simply miss shots. There's other reasons for it, but that's what you witness in the end, the problems in the front. So, that, you know, when you're a jump shooting team that lacks depth, you're always going to be concerned with not hitting shots, and you're always going to be concerned with foul trouble, and Wake Forest is certainly capable of putting you in either of those negative situations.
Lanes will be listening tonight. Have fun up there. Behave yourself in New York.
I'm doing my best, man. I'm being pulled in a lot of different directions, I will say that.
How's the pillow and the down comforter? Your hotel accommodations okay, buddy? I know you like your
sleeping habitat. I'm going
to
go right back to them in just a second here. Yeah, I've got four wonderful pillows and a duvet, of course. Otherwise, we wouldn't be staying here.
My diva. See you, buddy.
See you, my man.
John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Man, he rolls high. He rolls big time. What can I say? Lives a good life.